Welcome to this tutorial on saving and applying tabbing schemes. In the previous tutorial, I demonstrated how to hide objects when tabbing mode is switched on. For very obvious reasons, you will want to save the hides you make if you'll be coming back to the same application window. In this tutorial, I'll be hiding the same objects that I hid in the previous tutorial, but this time I will save those changes as a new tabbing scheme. And then I'll be applying the new tabbing scheme after relaunching the demo app. So I'm running the demo app and optimized tabbing mode has been turned on. I'm going to hide the minimize button first, and you may recall that I do that by selecting the hide command at the bottom of the AT Prime menu.
Minimize button moves the window out of the way. Context: hide the current object from demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a simple window which
Now I'm going to pause recording and hide the other objects I hid before, and the tutorial will then resume once that's been done. Okay, that's the last of the objects hidden. I'm now left with the objects that I want to be able to tab to, and I want to save these changes as my first tabbing scheme. I open the AT Prime menu and arrow down to the Tabbing Schemes submenu.
Context menu, text, object window in favorites, favorites, add the object, turn off opt out, tabbing scheme submenu B, undo last hide, undo all edits to current tabbing, save tabbing scheme S.
And there's the save tabbing scheme item. So I'll press enter on that.
Save tabbing scheme AT Prime dialog, name of scheme, edit all 10, blank.
This is a simple dialog where I can enter the name of my tabbing scheme. I'm going to call this scheme 1.
S. C-H-E-M-E 1.
And I'll select the save button.
Save button Alt S. Please wait. Saving completed button.
And there's the confirmation that all of the information has been saved. When you first turn on optimized tabbing mode, when you haven't yet loaded in a tabbing scheme, a temporary tabbing scheme is created based on the default tabbing scheme. The default tabbing scheme simply gives you the ability to tab to all of the controls in the window, as we found out when turning on optimized tabbing mode for the first time. When you start hiding objects before you have saved a tabbing scheme, you are making changes in the temporary tabbing scheme. So when I was hiding the objects in the demo app window, I was effectively working with the temporary tabbing scheme until I saved that as Scheme 1. Since I have now saved the changes, it is Scheme 1 which is now active. This is just like working with an untitled document in Notepad or Microsoft Word, in the sense that you work with an untitled document until you save it and give it a name. So the Scheme 1 tabbing scheme is now active, but I want to show you how the Save tabbing scheme can be applied when you open an application window. I'm going to close the demo app and then relaunch it, and this will have the effect of clearing the active tabbing scheme in AT Prime.
Context menu, run the demo app bar. AT Prime dialog, demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a simple window which can be used to
So that's the demo app relaunched and focus is back on it. And since the app has just been launched, optimized tabbing mode is not turned on. I want to apply the tabbing scheme I just saved, so I open the AT Prime menu, find the tabbing scheme submenu.
Context menu. Text object window tabbing automatically tabbing scheme submenu B. Undo last hide, undo all edits to current, save tabbing scheme unavailable, apply a save tabbing scheme submenu P.
And then press enter on this item. Apply a save tabbing scheme.
All controls, default, up.
This displays a list of all the tabbing schemes I create for this application window. The first item in the list, though, is always the default tabbing scheme, which lets you tab to all of the controls in an application window. But I want to apply Scheme 1, so I'll press enter on that.
Scheme 1S. Demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a simple window which can be used to demonstrate some of AT Prime.
And now I can only tab to the controls I wanted to keep in Scheme 1. Note that I didn't have to turn on optimized tabbing mode first. This is done automatically whenever you apply a save tabbing scheme like this. When I start to tab, you can hear that I'm only tabbing to those controls I wanted to keep in the saved scheme 1.
Button. 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 Enter your name. Edit blank. Combo box mail collapse. I feel good. Check. Pick code. Combo box collapsed. Alt P.
I said just a moment ago that the menu item Apply a Saved Tabbing Scheme lists all of the tabbing schemes you create for a window. You can, in fact, create more than one tabbing scheme, each with a different set of objects you can tab to. If you have an application window with lots of controls in it, you can design different tabbing schemes to do different tasks when in that window, so that you're only having to tab around a small number of controls, which together help you perform a particular task. All you have to do then is to apply the Save Tabbing Scheme, which contains the objects you want to tab to. Of course, you can still toggle the Apply Tabbing Scheme on and off. For example, the Scheme 1 tabbing scheme is still active, but let's say that I want to temporarily turn it off so that I can tab normally in the window. I find Turn Off Optimized Tabbing in the 80 Prime menu.
Context menu, text inspect, object window, favorite, favorites, add the object, turn off optimized tabbing G.
And press enter.
Demo app 480 prime dialog, this is.
Now I can tab around normally, or at least normal for 80 prime, since the current setting is to give focus to text objects in Windows.
Current total, edit read only, hello button, OK button, enter your name, edit, blank, combo box mail collection.
I'm now going to turn on Optimized Tabbing Mode again from the 80 Prime menu.
Context Tabbing Scheme submenu, turn on Optimized Tabbing G.
And when I press Enter, it is Scheme 1 which becomes active again.
Demo app, enter your name, button, 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 OK button.
Hiding objects in Optimized Tabbing Mode in this way is an intuitive method of creating a tabbing scheme, but it is not the quickest way in 80 Prime. For a really fast way of creating, editing, and managing tabbing schemes, there is the Tabbing Schemes Manager. Working with the Tabbing Schemes Manager is the subject of another tutorial. But before then, we want to do something about these unnamed objects in the demo app window. And we'll do that in another tutorial on how 80 Prime lets you label unnamed objects.